Welcome back to Be Different, Be You, the podcast dedicated to empowering you to live your best life. I'm your host, Jessica, and today I'm thrilled to welcome Patrick, the author of the groundbreaking book, Be Different, Be You, a guide to unlocking your true potential and stepping boldly into your uniqueness. Patrick, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jessica. It's great to be here.
Patrick, your book dives deeply into embracing uniqueness and authenticity. Why do you feel it's so important today more than ever?
Because today's world moves fast. We're surrounded by distractions, comparisons, and expectations from every direction, family, society, social media. It's easy to lose ourselves. But I firmly believe true fulfillment and joy only come when we reconnect with who we genuinely are, not who society says we should be.
Why do people struggle with authenticity?
We grow up in a society that often rewards conformity and punishes difference. From a young age, we learn what we're supposed to do or be. Over time, this shapes us into people who are living someone else's dream or standards, not our own.
That makes sense. We're taught to pursue careers, lifestyles, even relationships that society approves of, rather than what genuinely resonates with us.
Exactly. Often people don't even realize they're disconnected from their true selves. They just feel stuck, unhappy, or unfulfilled.
Patrick, you coach many individuals who struggle with this. Could you tell us what signs someone might notice when they're not living authentically?
Definitely. It often starts with a persistent feeling of dissatisfaction, tiredness, anxiety, or emptiness, even though life seems good from the outside. If what you do doesn't energize you, that's a clear signal. Something needs to change.
Can you share an inspiring example of someone who moved from feeling stuck into embracing their authenticity?
Absolutely. Let me tell you about Christine. She had a successful job as a marketing executive. On paper, everything looked perfect, but inside, she felt deeply unfulfilled. In our coaching sessions, I noticed something fascinating. Every time she talked about photography, her entire energy shifted. Her eyes sparkled. Her voice lifted.
She clearly had a passion.
She definitely did. I encouraged her to explore the possibility of turning that passion into something more. Initially, Christine hesitated. She wondered, can I really make photography my career?
That's a scary step to take.
It was at first, but we explored how her existing marketing expertise could give her a competitive edge in a photography business. After a lot of reflection, she finally decided to take the leap. And guess what? She thrived. Today, Christine runs her own successful photography studio, travels, and feels truly fulfilled.
That's amazing. It proves that your unique talents can merge beautifully with your existing skills. In your book, you emphasize the strength of uniqueness. Why do you see uniqueness as a powerful asset?
Because no one else sees the world exactly like you do. Your experiences, your energy, your passions, they form a combination that no one else can duplicate. When you embrace your uniqueness, you tap into your greatest strength. It's like a superpower.
How does this manifest practically in people's lives?
When you're aligned with your unique essence, opportunities naturally present themselves. You attract people and experiences that match your energy. Life feels more effortless. On the other hand, if you're constantly hiding your true self, everything feels difficult.
Like you're swimming against the current.
Right on.
Patrick, your book isn't just about psychology. You also connect authenticity with science. Tell us about the link between energy, authenticity, and personal fulfillment.
Great question. Science shows us that everything is energy. Our thoughts, our emotions, our bodies, everything around us. The HeartMath Institute, for example, has demonstrated that emotions like love and authenticity literally change our body's electromagnetic field, boosting our immune system and overall well-being.
That's fascinating. So by embracing our authenticity, we're also boosting our health and wellness.
That's right. It's not just emotional. It's also physical and even spiritual.
Patrick, let's get practical. How can our listeners start to embrace their unique self today?
First step, reflect on what truly makes you feel alive. Notice what energizes you and also pay attention to what drains you.
Could you give an example of how to identify that?
Indeed. Imagine a moment when you completely lose track of time. That's flow. Maybe it's creating art, playing a sport, teaching, gardening, or even building something. Whatever it is, that's your first clue.
And the second step?
Start small. Take tiny steps toward incorporating more of what lights you up into your daily life. Like Christine did. She didn't quit her job overnight. She gradually transitioned toward photography.
What's the biggest obstacle people typically face in this process?
Fear of judgment. People worry excessively about what others might think or say.
How can they move past that fear?
Realize that others are less focused on you than you imagine. They're usually focused on themselves. Remember, authenticity attracts the right people and opportunities into your life.
That's a powerful reminder. Patrick, thank you so much for this amazing discussion. Your insights have been incredibly inspiring.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here and share.
For everyone listening, if you've resonated with today's message, you'll absolutely love Patrick's book, Be Different, Be You. It's filled with stories, practical exercises, and inspiration to help you reconnect with your true self. Patrick, where can listeners find your book?
You can find Be Different, Be You on Amazon, and it's available in both ebook and paperback formats. You can also visit my website, peakpotentialinternational.com, for more information.
Fantastic. Listeners, if this message spoke to you, subscribe, leave a review, and most importantly, take that first small step today towards living your authentic life. Until next time, be bold, be unique, be you.